This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 455, Exquisite Example Answers for a Speaking 9.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, I'll offer sample speaking part 2 and 3 answers to British Council questions about worthy objects and social values. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. I am Jessica Beck, as you probably are already aware of, unless this is your first time to the show. If it is, then welcome. I am here alone today. I am my own guest and the host today. As you may know, Lindsay and I have been working very hard on an urban adventures program. So she is off doing that with 8 lucky candidates who are in Boston exploring the city and improving their fluency as we speak. So that is very exciting. As I'm doing this alone today, I thought I would provide some valuable sample answers for your speaking exam. I know, guys, you can learn so much from listening to sample answers. It's this idea of sort of studying first, right? Receiving the information, taking notes on what kind of stuff you can say as far as linking words, ideas, specific examples, vocabulary. As you listen today, guys, take notes on all of those things. You can listen a couple times, maybe more than a couple times if you'd like. For my questions today, I chose to use the sample questions given on the British Council website, guys, so we know these are IELTS valid. British Council published them, so we know these are possible, right, to see on the exam. The level that is expected, the structure, everything is exactly like you'll see on the exam. So I'm going to do a part 2 and part 3 sample answer for you today because, as I hope you know, part 2 and part 3 are linked. So for example, today, the task card I'm going to talk about for 2 minutes is about something important which I own. That means part 3 is going to be questions as an extension of that topic. So the value of objects, right? Maybe it'll branch out into materialism or consumerism. So you can see that part 2 is, it's still personal, right? Like I'm still talking about something that I can describe in detail because it's a memory. I have clear images about it. And in part 3, we take this topic, but we broaden out. We expand it into the abstract. So guys, just be careful in part 3. Do not only answer about yourself. I've heard of candidates doing this. It is incorrect. You can use personal examples, of course, to support your ideas. But for the most part, guys, you should be talking about society or the world at large, not just yourself in part 3. Okay. So the part 2 card that I'm going to talk about, and again, guys, I'm not even giving myself a minute to plan. I am just going off the cuff here. So the topic is describe something you own, which is very important to you. Okay. I will start my timer now. Well, I don't want to sound like everybody else because I feel like this is sort of a common answer to give. And I would like to set myself apart, but the first thing that came to mind, honestly, was my computer, mainly because I depend on this for professional and personal reasons. I work online. Everything I do is through the computer. And I'll tell you what, I went camping last weekend and I brought my computer. Silly of me. I was not thinking, should not have done that. But I did bring the computer. I thought maybe James and I, my son and I, could watch a movie or something. Anyway, so I brought my computer and it went dead, like on the second day, which it wasn't a big deal. Okay. The battery had merely run out. That was it. It was depleted of energy. There was no other problem. But I did face this moment of panic and extreme anxiety. My breath sort of caught in my throat because I thought, oh my gosh, what if it really is broken? What if it will never turn on again? What am I going to do? How am I going to work when I get back? So yes, you can, I think you could tell just how vital this is to my life. It is my life's blood, like almost literally. So the computer itself, it's a nice computer, I gotta say. I finally upgraded last year to like a real laptop with lots of memory. It's very fast. Before that, I was doing all my work on a tablet. I wrote like, crazy to say, and maybe you won't believe me, but I wrote like 6 textbooks on this little tablet with this little keyboard, did all the podcasts, everything was on this little tablet. So, I was super stoked last year when I upgraded to my shiny new silver Asus. I would highly recommend this to everyone. Okay, so that was 2 minutes. So it might have seemed like I veered off track for a moment there because I dove into a story about James and I and camping, but guys, it wasn't off topic. It was about the object itself. So these are some of the more difficult questions, guys. Come back to the blog post, look for episode 455. I will link to other advice episodes and samples that we've done about describing objects. For the most part, this is the most difficult question type. So it's something, again, you need to study. You need to get ideas, expose yourself to samples and models before you try to produce answers like this yourself. So moving on to part 3. Hello, lovely listeners. If you want all the strategies for your highest speaking score, check out 3 Keys IELTS. We have helped students like Diego get a 7.5, Merdad get an 8, and Dat get a 9 on their speaking exams. Check it out now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. See you there. Okay, so the part 3 question connected to that topic, again, this is from the British Council website. It would say, what kind of things give status to people in your country? I think we've done a status question before. I'll try and be original here. Anyway, it really varies from place to place. I mean, I live in Portland, so one of the reasons I chose Portland was because the priorities of people here are in line with my own, meaning people don't, in general, for the most part, care if you have the newest car. You know, they don't care if you are wearing new clothes. Everybody has secondhand stuff. People are way relaxed about that. And honestly, you cannot tell by looking at a person their quote unquote status. Status comes with your self-worth more than what others think of you, I believe. And I think that echoes the feelings of the community I'm surrounded by. I mean, I've been out in the community a lot, especially as a parent, and I've started talking to other parents and we look exactly the same for the most part as far as our appearance, you know, what we're carrying, whatnot. And it turns out, you know, this parent maybe owns a super successful restaurant in town, but he's not wearing a suit or a new watch, you know, and he doesn't advertise the fact that he, in fact, is of the upper class. So my point is, at least where I'm from, outward sort of superficial status is not immediately obvious. Okay, and then the next part 3 question would be, have things changed since your parents' time? For sure. And, you know, to be completely frank and open here, I think a lot of my understanding of my parents' generation when they were my age comes from movies and TV shows. So this sort of like Leave It to Beaver idea of what the perfect family was at that time. So like in the 50s and 60s, I have this image of housewives always wearing dresses and having manicures and like perfectly curled hair. So I think status was a lot more evident or apparent back then, as far as the car you drove, the clothes you wore, how you presented your children to society as well. So, heck yeah, it's changed dramatically. My mom, actually, she lived in Portland when she was my age, like in the 70s, I guess. And yeah, she's even noticed how drastically things have changed as far as society and community goes. So definitely the status symbols are not the same today as they were generations ago. Okay, so just one side note there, guys, a little vocab note here. I did mention a show called Leave It to Beaver. This, I don't know if you guys have this channel in your country, but there's a channel here called Nickelodeon. And when I was growing up, I used to watch Nick at Night, and it had these TV programs from like the 1950s and 1960s. So some of them were even in black and white. And I've always loved old stuff. What can I say? So I would watch some of these shows, and one of them was Leave It to Beaver. And it's this, you know, sort of classic family friendly sitcom. Anyway, you can look it up. There'll be clips on YouTube. Guys, if you're ready to learn how to produce these answers in more strategic ways, remember you can always sign up for our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System. We talk about each part individually, part one, part two, part three. We talk about how to plan, how to brainstorm, what sort of details and vocab and linking words that the examiner needs to hear in order to award you with a high score. So check that out now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And I am off for a run with my dog. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. And thank you for being a listener of IELTS Energy, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.